Welcome to an incredible word from Pastor Marcus Dunham, Associate Pastor here at Golden Triangle Church on the Rock in Southeast Texas. We're so glad you're joining us. For more information about Golden Triangle Church on the Rock Ministries, visit our website, cotr.com. Enjoy the word.
How are we doing this morning? Good. It's good to see everyone, and we'll continue to keep Russia in our prayers, Pastor Sergey and Nina. Today, we are going to jump straight into the Word this morning. We're going to be in Matthew chapter 1 today, and we'll also be in chapter 2. So you can go ahead and get and pin those if you would like. I'm going to be reading from the ESV version. The title of the message this morning is A Special Family Christmas. A Special Family Christmas. The last couple of weeks here in the first service, I've been talking about the reason for the season. And we talked about how Jesus is the reason for the season of Christmas. And at the core, Jesus is what Christmas really is all about. And my encouragement and our encouragement is to keep Jesus at the center of Christmas in our life and with our family, because he was the gift that God gave to the entire world. And it's important that we take time to focus on the true meaning of Christmas this year. Last week, we talked about the spirit of Christmas, and we focused on Jesus as the son, the child who was born to us, and the son who was given, as Isaiah tells us, that a son would be a child would be born and a son would be given. And we talked about how Jesus, being Emmanuel, is God with us, that he is with us, but he is both God and he's both fully God and fully man. And he came to exist with us for the purpose of taking our place, and that he is also the Prince of Peace. And that this Christmas, if we are needing peace in our life, we can go to Jesus, the one who was ruling over peace in our life, and he will extend that to us as well. And today, while Jesus is the reason for Christmas, if there is a secondary reason for Christmas and what Christmas is all about, I would say that it would be family. If there is another reason why we celebrate Christmas and why and what is important during Christmas, and I would say that it's family. It is a time that we come together with our close and extended family in order to spend time with one another. Of course, our loved ones in our household, but also those who are afar. And it's those that we care about the most, and also those that sometimes we don't get along with. You know, every person, you know, we all have somebody in our family that at times can be hard to deal with, but it's family. And this Christmas, we have an opportunity to spend Christmas together as family. And family is important to God. One of the things that we see in Scripture is that family is important to God. In fact, our lead pastor has for years shared with us a truth found in the Word of God, and that is, God could have revealed himself in any way. He could have caged himself and presented himself to us as mankind in any way, and yet he chose to reveal and cage himself as a father. And he also tells us that at the end of the day, when all his hard work is all the things that he's done, at the end of time, when it's all said and done, the one thing that God will have to show for all of his hard work is family. It's family. As brothers and sisters in Christ, and he is our Father, us as children of God, for eternity, the one thing that he will have to show for all of his hard work is family. God, being a father in the Trinity, has a son. That is Jesus Christ. Family is important. And whenever you look at the nativity story, we learn also that family is important to God. You know, God had a plan to redeem all mankind back to himself through the sacrificial death of his son, Jesus. And in the same way, God could have sent his son, Jesus, to earth in any way that he wanted. And yet he chose to do so through the family unit. He sent Jesus as a baby, as a child, and he was born into a family with a mother and a father. That's important because family is not a man-made idea or concept. As much as the world may want to believe, family was not something that was conjured up by cavemen. Okay? But instead, it was instituted by God himself. In God, he kept the family unit intact when he sent Jesus to the world to be born as a child. God knew what he was doing. He knew exactly what he was doing in all of his wisdom. It was one of the ways that God was showing to us that family is important. It's important to God, and your family is important to God. Your family is important to him. It is something that he established. Every person that is here in this room, God knew everything about you before you were ever born. That includes your entire family. It's important to him. And if the concept of family and if our family is important to God, it should be important to us as well. And so today, we're going to look at three lessons that I believe the Christmas story teaches us about family. And my hope is that it is something that we can take home with us, that we can apply this Christmas season with our family as well. And we are going to discover these lessons by looking at three aspects of family that are found in the story of Christmas as well. So the first lesson that I want to point to is that family provides. Family provides. What I mean is that family provides a place to belong. You know, I don't care who it is. I believe that every person deserves to have a place where they belong, a place where they can call home. I love the scripture that tells us that God sets the solitude in family. He sets the solitude in a household. Every person deserves to have a place where they know where they belong. Even as we are born into the church of God, when we are born into the family of Christ, we have a place where we belong. We have a new identity, and that is that we are children of God. We have a place where we belong in eternity. That is with God himself. And we see this through the genealogy of Christ. Matthew chapter 1, I'm going to point to verse 17. It says, so all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. From David until captivity in Babylon are 14 generations. And from the captivity in Babylon until Christ are 14 generations. So before this, we see the genealogy of Joseph laid out before Matthew gets into the story of Christmas. But he first lists out the genealogy. And in between the generations of Abraham, David, and Jesus, we find all types of people. all types of people. We see heroes and we see zeros. We see royalty and we see refugees. There were leaders, there were followers. There were rich, there were poor. There were citizens and foreigners, saviors and murderers, humble and proud, and liars and cheaters and thieves and abusers and so on and so forth. Nevertheless, regardless of their past, regardless of their reputation, they all found themselves with a place in the family of Christ. I find that so interesting that every one of them had a place in the family of Christ. And when we come across some of the names that are listed in the genealogy of Christ, it is hard not to think about what they did. It's hard not to think about who they were known for. Whether it be somebody like Rahab, who was known as a prostitute. Whether it be David, who, although he was king, slept with another man's wife, impregnated her, and then sent him to be killed. And there are more, but then there are also those like Boaz and Ruth, a beautiful picture of God's love, all finding a place together within the family of Christ. Now that's important because no matter who it is, everyone in our family should have a place to belong. That includes the people in our family that we don't get along with. Every person deserves to have a place that they call home. If they can be included in the family of God, then I think that there should be room made for them in our family as well, and your family. And it's all too easy to make those we don't like in our family feel like they don't belong. In fact, there might be people in your family who make you feel like you don't belong. However, as born-again believers, we should be the ones extending grace to others in our family this Christmas. You know, there's somebody in my family that I believe the flesh in me does not deserve a place in my family. But this Christmas, I'm going to send him a text because I think that he deserves to be shown grace. No doubt he's going to be alone this Christmas. Much of because of his decisions, but I want to be one that extends the love of Christ. Will I trust him around my kids? No, I won't. But I will show him love and I will show him grace because he deserves a place within the family of Christ and he deserves a place in my family as well. I want to encourage you to extend grace to someone in your family. Maybe it's somebody who's wronged you. Maybe it's just praying for them. Praying for them this Christmas. Maybe that's the extent that you can send. But I want to encourage you to show grace because family provides a place for everyone to belong. That's first and foremost. Secondly, the second thing that we see is that family protects. As I mentioned before, God the Father could have sent Jesus to the world in any way that he wanted to. And yet he chose to send him as a baby born into a family. And he was born to his mother, Mary. And he was born to his earthly father, Joseph. And while Jesus came for the purpose of being a blessing to the world was out to kill Jesus. The world was out to remove him from the picture. But yet, God purposefully placed him in a family knowing that Jesus would be well taken care of. He knew that he was going to have to protect Jesus, and the best place was to place him within the family unit, because that is what family does. Family protects. Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 through 14. It says, "Now, when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, 'Rise, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you. For Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him.' And he rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt." Now, Mary and Joseph, they did a lot of things for Jesus, but I would dare to say that none were as important than what they did to protect him that day. It was important that they protected him, and they did it by following God's direct instructions and at the end of the day kept Jesus out of harm's way. And that is because that is what family does. Family protects. In fact, family is one of God's natural umbrellas of his protection. It's one of his natural umbrellas. When we are born and we are placed into a family, we are also in a place of safety. The home is meant to be a place of safety. And family is meant to protect one another. But also, I believe that family is intended to God in order to protect faith. Faith should be protected in the family. Because no doubt it's under attack. The integrity of our children, the integrity of our siblings, the integrity of our family should be protected. Truth should be protected. The idea and the concept of family should be protected in our home. It should be guarded, because no doubt it is under attack. And the future of our family should be guarded and protected. All of that is found within the safety of the family unit, one of God's natural umbrellas. Therefore, just as Joseph and Mary protected Jesus, let us protect those in our family. Let us guard them. Let us not expose them, but instead let us guard them. Let us not expose our siblings, expose our parents, expose our children, expose those in our family, but instead let's guard them, protect them, encourage them this season. And thirdly, family perseveres. Family perseveres. In other words, family does not give up on one another. I'm so thankful that Mary and Joseph didn't give up on Jesus. I'm so glad that Joseph heeded the word from God, from the angel that spoke to him, and he chose not to give up on his soon-to-be wife, well, on his wife Mary, and on baby Jesus. And I'm so glad that Jesus never gave up on us. I'm so glad that God did not give up on you and that he didn't give up on me. He didn't give up on us. Jesus was faithful and he persevered with us all the way to the end. And that shows us an importance because Jesus was the perfect family member. He was the perfect son and he was the perfect brother. He was also the perfect friend. And he laid down his life for those that he loved. It's important that we as family persevere with one another. This is what Ephesians chapter 4 says, verses 1 through 2. It says, "Therefore, I, a prisoner of the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love." While family is instituted by God, here on earth, family is not perfect. It's not. Marriage is not perfect. Parenting is not perfect. You know, me and my brother have a great relationship, and my sister, we have a great relationship, but boy, we fought a whole lot. It was not perfect, but at the end of the day, I was the one taking up for my brother because we persevered with one another. Same thing in your family. We persevere. Family is not about me. Family is not about others, but instead, family is about us. And for us to exist, there has to be understanding between one another. We have to come together. And to do that, it requires a few things according to the scripture. Number one, it requires us to humble ourselves. We have to humble ourselves when it comes to family. We don't need to make everything in every instance about ourselves, but instead to consider others in our family before ourselves. Number two, we must be gentle with one another. Let us be kind to our family members. Let us not be harsh in how we treat our family, how we treat our children, how we treat our spouse. And let us not be hard on them. Let us not be quick to judge, but let us be gentle. Let us treat them how we would want them to treat us. And then thirdly, it requires us to be patient with one another. To be patient with our family, not to be quick to get upset with those that bother us, but instead let us show them grace. Let us give them room to make mistakes, because that is exactly what God does for us. Thank God that He gives us room to make mistakes, and He gives us a chance to get it right with His help. Let us persevere with our family this season. Let us be understanding of those in our family and also with those of us in our church family. You know, God does a great job of bringing us all together as a church, as a family. In our church here at Church on the Rock, we really are a family. But there are times where we have to show grace. There are times when we have to be patient. There are times when we have to humble ourselves in order to make family work, because it's about us. It's not about me. It's about us. Family provides, family protects, and family perseveres. A few takeaways. As we gather together with our family for Christmas this season, a few things I want us to remember. Number one, I want to encourage us all to invest in family. I want to encourage you to invest in your family. Even when things seem like it can't get better, it can if we're willing to invest into it. That's what God did for us, is that He invested in us. He invested in us by sending His Son Jesus. He believed in a better day. He believed in a better hope and a better future. And so He sent His Son Jesus. He made an investment. Jesus made an investment. And it's important for us to do the same thing. Why? Because family is important to God. And it should be important to us. Let us invest into our family relationships, even those that seem to be broken. When those bridges seem to be broken, you can still do something to invest into it. Because at the end of the day, every person deserves to have a place in your family. That's number one. Number two, I want to encourage you to pray for your family. Pray for your family this season. One of the best ways that we can protect our family is by praying for them. Because when we pray for our family, we are invoking God's protection and His hand of deliverance in their life. And there is no greater protection than one that comes by the hand of God. Let us pray for our family. You know, there might be somebody in your family that might be one prayer away from God doing a miracle in their life. In fact, I probably am willing to bet that you are here today in this sitting in these seats because someone prayed for you. Let us pray for our family members, especially those that are estranged, especially those who have estranged themselves of family because of their doing, because of their decisions, and they'll find themselves in Christmas alone because of the mistakes that they made. Let us pray for them too, because God cares for them just as much as he cares for us. The greatest thing that we can protect our family from is a Christless eternity. Let us pray for them. And then thirdly, let us be patient with family this Christmas. Let us be patient. If God can be patient with us, then we should be patient with one another. Let us be patient with our family by showing grace, by being gentle with our family, not being harsh, not judging. Let us be humble ourselves, and not make this Christmas season about ourselves, but instead let us allow God to speak to us and guide us on how we can encourage those in our family. And at the end of the day, let's give them room to make mistakes. This season, this Christmas, can be a very special one this season. I want to encourage you to value family, to value your family time this Christmas, because God does. He cares about your family just as much as you do. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, we just thank you, Lord Jesus, that you care about family. And God, you care about our family. And Father, I pray that this season, Lord, I pray, God, that as we invoke your protection in our life, as we invoke, God, your involvement into our family, Lord, I pray, God, that you would help make this season a very special one, God, for our family. God, I pray you would bless every person here, God, here on campus, those who are online. And God, I pray that today, Father, God, that as we prepare for this season, God, I just pray, Lord God, that you would give us, God, the ability, God, to step in and God, to be a form of grace, God, to our family members. God, use us. And Father God, I pray that this season would be a very special family Christmas. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name. If you believe that, say amen.
Thanks again for joining us for this dynamic message from Pastor Marcus Dunham. Visit cotr.com and subscribe to our social media platforms to stay up to date. As well, receive more encouraging messages from our pastors and details of the work we're doing both in our community and communities like ours around the world. Today and every day, God bless.